From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Jenny Stiletovich. When Brian House designed a hurricane tank at the University of Miami's Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science, he used a not very scientific criteria for his specs.
My design constraint was that LeBron James would be able to walk under the tank.
House is an atmospheric scientist, and the $15 million tank is part of the scientific search for a link between storms and climate change. The tank has kind of become the LeBron James of ocean engineering research. It's the largest in the world, able to mix both winds and waves, and it's already helping improve our understanding of how air, water, and temperature conspire in a hurricane.
There's no other places that give you a really good idea what the waves and wind are interacting at angles.
That clicking you hear is an acoustic sensor in the tank.
Why is that important? It's because fundamentally we understand a fair amount about what happens when the waves are moving in the wind direction.
But hurricanes spin, and that spin mixes the warmer and cooler water and water vapor that fuel them.
In order to understand the coupling between the hurricane and the ocean over which it's moving, we would like to know more about what happens in this case of wind-wave misalignment.
If House can better understand the coupling, he can improve projections for the kinds of scenarios that produce wetter and more intense hurricanes.
If we climb up the stairs here, we can get up to the level where we can see the tank because the tank is elevated.
The tank is pretty impressive. It's in a building 15 feet off the ground with walls able to withstand 155 mile an hour winds. The tank has 4-inch thick acrylic walls and is nearly half as long as an Olympic-sized pool. And there's a giant fan to generate the winds. It's so powerful that the fan has its own fan to cool it.
The highest speed I've ever seen in here was 210 miles per hour. So that's in excess of Category 5 intensity.
Andrew Smith is a PhD student working with House. He controls the tank settings from a desktop computer where he can mimic conditions that power hurricanes in the real world.
In order to turn it on, I double-click on this speed reference indicator.
Does it make you a little nervous that it's just you just click on something?
Right, you would think. It's such a powerful piece of technology.
I just think about all the times I have to hit Command-Z.
Oh, yeah.
In hurricanes, because they occur so seldomly, you can't do one of these do-overs and lose data. Records are spotty and inconsistent, and attributing changes in hurricanes to a warming planet is difficult. But because they are so destructive, scientists recognize it's incredibly important to understand how climate change influences them. There are ingredients that occur every day, rainfall in general, water temperature, and higher seas, that scientists know for sure are increasing now.
In a warmer climate, we're going to get more rain and more storm surge. In terms of these other issues like change in frequency, change in numbers, change in intensity, change in track, those are less clear.
Brian Soden is an atmospheric science professor at UM. Some studies have suggested rain in hurricanes is already worse. In 2017, two teams reported rain increased in Harvey. A Berkeley study published in July found if Katrina, Irma, and Maria had hit before the Industrial Revolution, they wouldn't have been as wet. But the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is more cautious. The agency says it is not detecting a signal for climate change outside of what it would normally expect. In the lab, with all the noise, water, and wind, it's easy to see why understanding how climate change influences hurricanes is so difficult.
It sounds like a freight train. It's like...
This is all physics, right?
Yes.
It's basically you are manipulating the physics of the world.
Pretty much, yes.
The conditions in the tank will never exactly mirror the real world, but it helps researchers better understand these complex weather systems. And what better way to search for answers about climate change and hurricanes than a man-made storm? I'm Jenny Stiletovich on Virginia Key.
A tiny storm in your teacup, girl.